Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, September 4th, 2019. On this day in 1951, the first live transcontinental television broadcast took place in San Francisco from the Japanese Peace Treaty Conference. Several cars from real estate companies and a property management company were damaged in Berlin on Monday night. Investigators suspect the perpetrators were in left-wing extremist circles, and the state security responsible for political offenses is investigating them. According to police, a resident of Steinbockstrasse in Neukölln heard a loud bang around 2 a.m. He then observed two people tampering with two different cars belonging to a real estate company. The perpetrators were able to escape on bicycles, and shortly afterwards, some police found that the windows and tires of the cars had been destroyed. In the Lichtenberg district of Venful, police also found damage to two parked vans of a property management company. Around 6 a.m., the drivers of the cars alerted the police. An employee of a housing company in Hohenschönhausen also discovered in the morning that the side windows of his van had been smashed and the windscreen damaged. And workers of a housing company in Friedrichshain, Gesundbrunnen, and Prenzlauer Berg also found material damage to three vans they were using around 6:30 a.m. Similar acts had been committed in the past months. In June, a Berlin office of the real estate company Deutsche Wohnen was damaged. According to a witness, two people vandalized the walls with red paint and damaged the windows. The Berlin AfD politician Andreas Wild, who wore a Nazi symbol on the lapel of his jacket several times in the House of Representatives, suffered a defeat before the Constitutional Court. The highest court in Berlin ruled in a decision announced on Monday that Parliament President Ralf Wieland had rightly called the deputy to order. Wieland's assessment that Wild's wearing of a blue cornflower on his jacket violated the dignity of the House of Representatives was undisputed. The symbol served between 1933 and 1938 in Austria as a symbol of the National Socialists. It had been worn by Wild on November 8th of 2018 during a ceremony for Holocaust victims in the plenary hall and a subsequent commemoration march, and then also during a parliamentary session on November 29th. Wieland had issued two calls for order to Wild and asked him to remove the flower. Before a possible third call for order, which would have resulted in Wild's exclusion from the plenary session, he finally took his jacket with the attached symbol out of the room. Wild went to the Constitutional Court because he claimed that his parliamentary rights had been violated by the appeals for order. He said he had worn the flower as a sign of a, quote, conservative and patriotic attitude. The court did not follow. Moreover, the motion was inadmissible because it was directed against the House of Representatives, and the correct defendant was the President of Parliament. Wild is considered to be a right-wing extremist and was expelled from the AfD parliamentary group in July of 2017. In addition, a party expulsion proceeding is underway against him due to his contacts in the right-wing extremist scene. In 2018, the Berlin Härtefallkommission, or Hardship Commission, helped 175 rejected asylum seekers to obtain a residence permit. According to Interior Senator Andreas Geisel, the commission made 231 requests to him last Tuesday. In three-quarters of the cases, he ruled positively, so that the immigration office could grant people a residence permit. In many cases, families with minor children were affected. The main countries of origin are Albania, Turkey, Serbia, Russia, and Kosovo. It was not disclosed exactly how many people are involved in these cases. In total, 289 cases involving 489 people were reported to the Hardship Commission in last year's report. 238 cases were deliberated, of which 231 resulted in a request to the Senator of the Interior. Among the members of the Hardship Commission are representatives of churches, welfare associations, and the Refugee Council, as well as the Berlin Integration Commissioner Katharina Nevitzial. the committee examines in individual cases whether foreigners who are obliged to leave the country for humanitarian reasons can nevertheless remain. Requests for advice from the commission can only be made by its members. If a foreigner wants help from the committee, he or she must first contact one of the members. A Franconian brewery, which also sells its beer in the capital, has started a huge recall campaign. In 14 federal states, including Berlin, the beer Frankenbrau Pilsner Bugelverschluss may have reached the market, causing serious damage to health. According to the Federal Office of Consumer Protection and Food Safety, there are indications that, quote, residues of cleaning agents, or lye, may be present. The brewery, with its headquarters in Mittwitz in the Frankenwald, stated that it is due to a, quote, technical defect in a control device in the bottling plant. According to the federal office, the food entrepreneur is carrying out the recall, quote, in the interest of preventative consumer protection. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.